Morning, you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from Safeguard Sitka's Future, I have Chris McGraw and Jeremy Plank. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So just as a general introduction, we've been seeing some of your posters around town. People have maybe been curious as to who it is you guys are. So in a nutshell, who are Safeguard Sitka's Future? What is...
So Safeguard Sitka's Future is a kind of an ad hoc group that I formed back in the fall of 2023 with the primary goal of identifying the benefits of cruise tourism for the community of Sitka. And then also to have a group that can work on addressing some of the concerns and challenges presented by cruise tourism and try to push those forward in a way that works best for the industry and the community.
Got it. Okay. And so you also have an event coming up tomorrow. What is the event and why has it been created?
Well, we have a town hall community forum tomorrow night at 5:30. As we've been out and interacting with members of the community, we have seen a growing need of questions and concerns that community residents have. So we decided to put together this town hall community forum to give people an opportunity to come out and hear presentations on both sides. We initially invited Sitka Soul to come out and participate. They felt it was premature and declined the invitation. But we felt it was still important to give the opportunity for people to come out and hear the facts about cruise ship tourism and what it does for our community and to be able to ask questions and be heard.
Got it. So for this community forum that's taking place, what are the details for it? When is it taking place? Where should people be showing up?
So it's at Centennial Hall tomorrow at 5:30. It will start with a presentation, and it will be a moderated forum, and they'll be able to submit questions. We are also setting it up so it will be live streamed on Facebook, and they will be able to submit questions through Google Sheets and get their questions answered even if they're not able to attend. But basically, they would come in and hear the presentation and be able to ask their questions directly to some staff that will get asked to a panel of members throughout the industry.
Got it. So for the members of the forum that will be there as part of this presentation, I guess, can you say some of the people who will be part of this forum, I guess, members of your members of this group, if you know the final guest count,
We're going to have four members that will be up answering questions and providing the presentation. One will be Teal West. She owns the Sitka Lighthouse store downtown as a merchant. Noah, who is the Cruise Line Agency's port agent for Sitka. Jeremy will be one of the members on the forum. And then I think we had one more.
I believe Holly Reeder from Aspen Hotels will also be up there.
Okay, so a mix of individuals from your organization.
That's correct,
will be part of that. Excellent. And for folks, well, you said it's going to be with questions are going to be kind of submitted by Google Sheets, so an online question. Mm-hmm. So for folks who would like to attend, who have questions, is this something where they should be submitting their questions beforehand and then come to hear answers? Or
they can submit at the forum as well. Okay, we'll have a moderator that will be taking written questions. And then going through them and making sure, you know, if anything's doubled up, he'll make sure to answer the appropriate question and phrase it in a way that best provides an answer that for the entire group.
Got it. Okay. So you don't have to bring your tablet with you to the forum.
No, you don't.
Or do it ahead of time.
No.
Got it. Okay. So you'll be able to do it in person there with that moderator. So for, and you said also going to be provided Facebook Live. So if folks can't attend in person, they'll be able to learn and submit questions that way. For folks who are interested in learning more beyond what is shown at the forum, or if they have questions that pop up, let's say on Thursday after the forum has completed, are there ways that they can find more information about your organization or get involved?
Yeah, we have a website, safeguardsitka.com, and we have a number of fact sheets on there, and a lot of the information that we're providing in this forum is summarized on the website. And then we're holding weekly informational sessions at Harrigan Centennial Hall, typically on Thursdays at noon, where we'll have one or two members of Safeguard Sitka's Future there that provide some information that's similar to what's going to be provided at this forum, and then answer questions that people may have. And our primary goal with this is to just get the information about what cruise tourism does to benefit our community, mm-hmm. our neighbors, our friends, so that people are informed when they have a decision to make.
Got it. So that is, I guess, the goal for tomorrow evening then. Jeremy, you said with this being a fairly new organization, just founded end of 2023, people had questions. So instead of answering a bunch of individual questions, sometimes repeatedly, might as well put it all into one place, have sometimes a common question answered for all. So a place where people can do it efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that the message is getting out there consistently so people can hear this. You know, information is changing all the time. We're getting more and more information about how cruise ship tourism impacts our communities, how it impacts our schools and athletic programs, even our retirees and whatnot. And so this is a forum for us to be able to share that information so people can be informed.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning, for telling us about Safeguard Sitka's Future, and for the forum that you have coming up for tomorrow. So anyone interested in asking questions and learning more about your organization, that is at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall in the main hall, a time to learn more, ask questions. And for folks who can't attend in person, just search Safeguard Sitka on Facebook?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and search Safeguard Sitka on Facebook, and you'll see the live stream should already be posted and scheduled. So they go there and follow along, and then be able to submit questions through a Google form.
Awesome. And of course, there's safeguardsitka.com for more information. And for those who would like to continually learn more, there's those weekly lunch meetings happening at Centennial Hall at noon on Thursdays. Well, thank you both, Chris McGraw and Jeremy Plank from Safeguard Sitka's Future, for coming in to talking about Safeguard Sitka's Future, and for the community forum for folks to learn more about what you have going on. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.